you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and I'm recording this intro from Europe. Yes, I told you guys we were going to do a little bit of an unhinged, chaotic, just mood Euro trip because everyone deserves to go on vacation, and that includes both you and me. So I'm taking you along on vacation with me. I've never done anything like this on the podcast before, and I'm not going to lie, I didn't like execute it 100% as perfectly as I would have liked to because it's just really hard to remember kind of what to do. But I really do think we got some super fun and just giggly moments with my friends, and then also ended up having just this awesome kind of open and vulnerable conversation about traveling with your best girlfriends and traveling in general and mental health and just all around. I think it's a big mood booster, but I wanted to come on here for an intro to let you guys know that my best mood is that I'm doing okay. I'm definitely getting through the trip and actually really, really enjoying it. My worst mood is that it has been really, really hard for me, and I'm not going to sugarcoat that and lie. I think that I kind of posted a little bit on Instagram, but I know it's so easy to go on Instagram and see someone in Europe and on a beach and all this stuff. But I mean, I literally have not traveled this much so far away in so long. And so I've definitely been struggling with panic attacks and anxiety, but ultimately I feel, and my fingers are crossed, that I'm over the hump. I have been enjoying parts of every single day. I think there's just been mornings and nights where I'm more really, really anxious. And then obviously I had a few panic attacks before I left, which were scary because I really hadn't had them in a while. Yeah, it just like, it really, really sucked. But I think pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone can be good. And I kind of talk about it in the podcast later with my friends about how one of the main pieces of advice I got before I left was to tell them how I was feeling and what was going on and not to just hide it and take it all on my own. So I definitely did that. You know, we all have like our own little things, and mine is just like this like homesickness, being away from home, being out of my space thing. And so that's just a certain type of like anxious attachment style anxiety, especially that I have. We can obviously dive more into it when I get back and stuff, because I know a lot of you guys have issues with that. But I will say my biggest mood booster of kind of in that section of it, besides obviously the amazing things that Europe has to offer and laughing with my friends, was last minute Amazoning these packing cubes. I am so freaking organized. We have already like, you know, packed up for the third time in under a week, and I just feel so incredibly organized. It is making me feel so much better. Didn't even realize like how much I would love the packing cube / how much more you can fit in your suitcase. It's actually insane. And then I packed a few things that I showed you guys on my new YouTube vlog where I showed you guys how to pack with me and stuff. I gave some really good travel tips and showed you guys what I packed in there. So go check it out, youtube.com/lovelaurenelizabeth. And packing my meds the way I did, I showed you in the video. And then I've been taking my vitamin C Symbiotica packets every single morning, a water boy kind of after every flight to get all those electrolytes, and just kind of little mood boosters like that in my carry-on. In the meantime, enjoy this giggly kind of all over the place podcast. It's basically just checking in with me and my friends as we travel, and then one kind of larger current mood convo at the end with the three of us. I will start podcasting again starting after this, once we take the train to our next location, and hopefully I can remember to check in a more better way of narrating way, and hopefully I'm not being too hard on myself and you guys just actually really like it. So enjoy what was supposed to be a vacation and now has turned into Europe Unhinged on Mood. If you get breakouts, you've probably tried a lot of treatments that haven't made the difference you're looking for. You may not want to take antibiotics, and you're probably disappointed with harsh teenage products. So finally, there's GladSkin, a solution that supports healthy, balanced skin. And just like, be honest with me for a second. If I were to ask you how many products you have in your drawers at home, how many would you say? If you're like me, you probably have a ton of expensive, barely used products. Everyone makes fun of me. Turns out we've been thinking about skin solutions the wrong way, and it's time to rethink with GladSkin. They're a new category of skin blemish treatments that work differently than any plant-based or drug-based product that you've tried before, because GladSkin is based on the nature of healthy skin. Inflammatory blemishes and acne-prone skin are actually caused by an imbalance in the microbiome, so GladSkin developed a revolutionary protein called the microbalance to restore the natural balance of the good and the bad bacteria that live on the skin. GladSkin Blemish Gel works without harsh ingredients, so it's gentle from day one, and their products have been helping people in Europe for years and are now available in the US. Plus, there's a 60-day guarantee. I mean, obviously, you guys know I've been loving using GladSkin, and now that I'm in Europe, it's just like I get it even more now. People here just get it. They're ahead of us, you guys. So right now, GladSkin is offering our listeners 15% off plus free shipping on your first order at gladskin.com/mood. That's gladskin.com/mood for 15% off plus free shipping. gladskin.com/mood. It is currently 2 p.m. on Sunday. We have to leave for the airport technically like around 8 p.m., which naturally means Kathleen would like to leave at 7 p.m. because she's a psychopath. But, you know, I feel as though we all have our different anxieties and things, and I'm going to support her on this journey, which is funny because no one's supporting me on my journey of like, hey, I'd really not like to sit alone on the plane. I think it will make me feel anxious if I'm by myself. To which my friends replied that they were not changing their seats. So that's really cool. Anyway, the reason I'm starting off this podcast vlog right now is because I would like to let you know that, like I said, it is 2:10 p.m. and I have not packed yet. At this point, I'm just kind of seeing how long I can wait until I pack. Now it's kind of like a contest, and I feel as though I might win a prize. The prize might be showing up to the airport with luggage. So this is your first check-in. As you can tell, I'm not well right now. Because I also was like, another contest idea, stay out as late as possible with your friends and pretend you're not going to Europe the next day. So here we are in Chicago, and I will be going back on TikTok after this and watching Netflix for at least another hour, but probably two. Talk to you in the Uber.
On the way to the airport, morale is high.
Yeah, so we're on the way to the airport. I did have a panic attack. But
moods are, they're getting higher.
I mean, I feel like you can like literally tell from my voice that I'm just like not well.
Yeah. Checking back in 2 hours.
Yeah.
This is going to be a whole separate.
I mean, fingies and toes crossed.
Play
a quick round of fingies at the bar.
Airport's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. It's going to be great.
We should probably be doing this in the bathroom.
We did it though. We made it.
We did need to say an update. We are
you
at...
You can hear it in your voice.
This like is like...
The up and up.
No, but like this is like going to be like me exposing myself for 2 weeks in a row.
You do sound like this on a normal basis. On the car ride here, you sounded like a little drowning dolphin that just needed
oxygen. Okay. Well, what do we say? You had to put your oxygen mask on.
Before you put others on.
Yeah. You know what's really cool, though?
What?
We've found Mego, our other friend at the airport, who maybe will, like, say a couple voice things here and there. She immediately ditched us.
Immediately upon arrival. Like, did not even...
I have not seen her for more than 2 minutes.
I asked her what she wanted to drink, and she said, maybe get me a Sprite. That kind of energy just is cannot... That is not appropriate.
It's not right. It's not respectful. Okay, so you know that we should probably get up when the Midwest classic frat boys on our flight are all leaving the bar.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They're kind of in a hurry.
They look like they're rushing.
They are shit.
Why are you guys rushing?
Where are you guys going?
Why are you guys rushing? We don't board for like 10 minutes. Oh, their names were called. Their names. We make friends everywhere we go.
And where are you staying in Portugal?
I just spent $500 at Hudson News.
That was silly.
Can you hold this?
I think the best part about that is that you thought that you were spending $199.
Yeah.
Okay, where did my mask go now?
It's in your bag, babe.
Yeah. Why didn't no one tell me you had to wear a mask to Portugal? It was a light suggestion when you asked. It was a light suggestion.
No, I did look
you
it
were
up.
Like, are you happen to be bringing a mask?
No,
and I was
I
like,
did
no.
Look,
you
I
didn't
did.
Tell me that I needed it, though.
I did look it up, and I, like, lightly reading it. It wasn't really, like...
Oh, it wasn't, like, deep reading?
It wasn't, like, really, like, let me read this article about that.
Right.
I was scanning,
yeah.
And it said no.
Right.
Everywhere.
100%.
Apparently,
no.
It was yes.
No means no.
I go, is this a mask that you've already used?
That's disgusting, dude.
Just come in as an outfit.
So I did my underwear.
Girl.
I had to do a little flippy. You know? And he was like, that's disgusting. Do you want me to wash it
Wait,
for you?
Wait, do you guys want to play fingies with this really quick?
Yeah. One, two, three, one.
No, but it's mine.
It's the same. Nope, but it's mine.
I said, we play fingies. At airport, I did not say I actually share alcohol from Finkies. You know what I mean? You know what's really funny?
What?
I don't think Meggo knows what we're doing right now.
She kind of knows. I kind of.
Did you debrief her?
I like didn't debrief her, but I like kind of was
taken down the plane. Because you should probably brief me on that one. If that's what we're going. They're thick and thin, girls.
Bro, that's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
I just
freaked
out.
I don't know, but also, like, we could go to jail right now, so let's keep it on the
table.
Oh, girl, you gotta pack up.
For boarding at this time.
Let's go.
A whole pillow and a blanket set here.
There's literally no turning back now, bro, boys.
You guys, feeling your best starts with what you eat. Saqqara helps you live a healthy, balanced lifestyle and truly enjoy it with delicious, plant-rich, transformational nutrition that builds a foundation for living in your best body. Saqqara gives you the tools you need to transform your life with their organic, ready-to-eat meal delivery program and their functional wellness essentials. So you guys know, if you're traveling like me, this is where those can really come in handy because you can pack them in your little carry-on. And they have their nutritionally designed, chef-crafted breakfasts, lunches, and dinners that are made with powerful plant-rich ingredients. So they're going to help boost your energy, support your digestion, curb your sugar cravings, and just get your skin glowing. Plus, it's all delivered right to your door, ready to eat. And then, like I was saying, which is good for travel or just to have in the house, Saqqara's functional, plant-rich wellness essentials help you create a body you love living in. So they have everything from their best-selling metabolism super powder to the foundation, which is their daily supplement packs. Saqqara's products are designed to support your wellness goals anytime, anywhere. I packed my detox bars and my detox drops with me because I just needed to make sure that I had mood boosters on the go. Saqqara is a wellness company anchored in food as medicine, on a mission to nourish your body through the power of plants. And right now, Saqqara is offering my listeners 20% off your first order when you go to saqqara.com/mood or enter code mood at checkout. That's Saqqara, Saqqara.com/mood to get 20% off your first order. Saqqara.com/mood.
She asked for a Mountain Dew 3 times since we've been here. We've been here for 3 hours.
She wants to see if they even have
it. That's logistically, that is an hour a day. One ask per hour. And honestly, that's.
Are you literally Googling if they have Mountain Dew in Europe?
Yeah. That's
the
reason why I got my cellular plan.
Oh, yeah. This is the best update for the podcast. Mego gets into the airplane and goes, oh, yeah, I didn't get an international plan. I purposely had them take it off.
No, I went to the AT&T store.
I don't want to be breached.
I don't need to be on my phone the whole time.
No, we literally were on the bus going to get our suitcases. She goes, oh, yeah, I need Wi-Fi. I gotta set up an international plan.
I didn't know, like, the plans would affect your ability to look at maps.
Why wouldn't you think that?
Yeah.
I clearly didn't think at all. Like, there was no thought that was going on.
We're in Portugal.
Like, literally, when you walk around, I'm like, sometimes I want to punch you in the face. like that. Like, stop walking like that.
I don't. It's the way I'm...
Doesn't she walk with an attitude?
I told you.
You
like, we go to fucking Portugal, and she's like, I ain't have a hip swing.
You know, it's really... You know,
I got bullied in high school because of this.
Okay, we all got bullied in high school.
I got bullied specifically in for the way I walked.
Okay, well, I got bullied.
Hearing a lot of Canadians.
Oh, I love Canadians. How do you say thank you?
Obrigado.
Obrigado. So, wait, do you guys count the same way as in Spanish? You're like, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis? No.
No, it's not the same language. It's like, dois, tres, but it's similar.
So two was the only one that was off, is the only one I didn't ask.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Are you guys done? Yeah, the scale says 150 grams is max, and then we got 100 grams of cheese today. So I just don't think that...
Wait, 100 grams? That doesn't make any sense.
No, I was like, woo! 1 gram a week.
Let me tell you, I don't step on a scale in America. Why the fuck would I step on a scale here?
Not only that, but what you got, you said how many grams of cheese?
Well,
did you get
100 grams of the Gouda.
And how many grams do you think you threw away?
180 grams.
I just don't.
We got 40s.
We should play Edward 40 hands.
Mm. Or we don't have to.
Have you guys ever seen Idiocracy?
Yes. No. Yes.
Getting those vibes from this.
Have you ever seen Idiocracy?
No.
Oh, it's very good.
You would love
Idiocracy.
You know what is weird about you?
What?
Like, an accessory changes your entire personality.
Why, my hat?
It's always a hat, usually. No, it's like, you're like literally, you're an entirely different person because your hat is backwards right now.
Like, I look like a small boy or I'm, like, fun?
You're a funnier. Oh. Like, you're a funnier in a different way. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Because you're always funny, but backwards hat, Mago?
We'll tell you, it does make me feel cool.
I feel like the last person to finish should have to at least, like, pay for something. Yeah.
Last person who doesn't has to buy a can of the most expensive sardines.
That doesn't feel like a win.
Feel like a win for anyone.
Well, exactly. If the last person, it's a lose.
No, but, like, it has to be a win for the other people. It doesn't feel like a win for me if Kathleen has to buy an expensive thing of sardines.
Kathleen's chugging.
Also, Kathleen's, like, fucking chugging. What the shit? All right,
Rosenthorn, girls.
Oh, Rosenthorn. Good one.
Rosenthorn.
Who goes first? Lauren.
Rose. I literally was about to say I wanted to go last.
Okay, I'll go first.
I don't have a thorn yet.
I do.
Is it about me? Okay.
My rose is... Honestly, us walking together and going into the castle and just being like, whoa.
I will say, yeah, I have a lot of roses.
I have a lot of roses. That's a part of my rose because you guys always shit on me because of my rose.
You were so fucking
dramatic. You were like, oh, where's the castle? You were a little apprehensive at first.
My yik yak ride was the rose. Oh, no. Actually, my rose, take that back. My rose is sitting drinking beers by the Golden Gate Bridge. That's Portugal.
But it wasn't... What is it called?
So a little...
You should probably Google
so
that.
It's the same build architect as the Golden Gate Bridge, but instead of squares...
It's triangles.
That's my rose.
But like you...
Okay,
really
What's your thorn?
You like getting fucking 180 grams of cheese.
You not knowing how to use money here?
I've made that woman's life a little better, I think.
So. I think so, too.
I mean, you made not only the woman laugh, but you made everyone in line laugh as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's also
our toxic trait is anywhere we go, a line forms behind us because we take
100%. Why?
And that's a bummer.
That has happened since we were in America.
I know.
Until we're here. And now it's happening over and over again.
And I just don't understand what we're doing wrong.
Honestly. I don't either.
I think we're chatty.
Because we're stupid Americans.
No, I think we're chatty.
We're chatty, but, like, the people love it. Like, the girl or the boy.
So I think that's
like,
also a toxic trait, thinking that people love it. Because I can assure you that...
Toxic trait, thinking every single person has a crush on you when they just literally accidentally make eye contact.
No, taking those chocolate shots, honestly, was probably my rose, too.
That was a good one.
That was really cool.
What's your rose, Kathleen, seeing your fucking castle?
Fuck you, first of all. But, yeah, it was a rose for me. But honestly, even the rose, like, right when we got here and we were like, we don't know what we're doing.
I think your rose was your solo sunrise.
Oh.
The solo sunrise was a
my
rose.
My thorn was
I
telling
not...
you to don't lock the door, just leave.
Yeah. So I did get up at like 6 a.m. to watch the sunrise, and that was gorgeous, gorgeous.
Did you set an alarm or were you just up?
No, I was up, and then I could not go back to sleep. So then I was like, and then I got up and I took a picture and then got back into bed. And then immediately after that, I went. And I got a sweatshirt on, like, went outside.
So I will say, I think there should
be... And it was funny, because Mego was literally not having it. She was like, I don't fucking
care. I've never pretended to be asleep for so hard in my life.
No, because she... Because, like, you know how, like, before we came here, we were like, everyone have a buddy and we can't go anywhere alone. So
I know, like, I thought about
it. But you realize that we're a group of three and the buddy system doesn't fucking work?
I know.
Because I realized that today.
But I was like, hey, Megal, I'm just going to go, like, I'm just going to go across the street to the garden. And she was literally like, I don't care.
I know there's a rose and a thorn. We have to have a nub. My little nub, which is like a mid-intersect of that, was Kathleen leaving this morning. Because I was like, should I stop her? No. Should she shut the fuck up? Yes.
Yeah.
Do I care about her?
Yeah.
Do I want her just to leave and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Also, in the middle of the night,
maybe you guys
should
sleep together tonight.
No, I walked in.
That's what I thought was the plan.
I thought so too.
I walked in the hall and I literally stand between both rooms and I go, I check the temperature in your room and go, a little hot. Check the temperature. It was like three little pigs.
Well, do you know why though? Because I put the fan directly at my body. So the room was warmer, but the where you're sleeping in the bed was cooler.
I had my blanket and my pillow and I was about to go in
there. I did not. Wait, I have a thorn. The thorn was, I have a thorn because I was so.
My thorn was her attitude.
My thorn. Last night, it was so comfortable in my room because we left the doors open, but we shut the curtains.
Oh,
but the trams.
Oh, did you hear them?
Were out of this.
Really?
Yeah, it was like there was construction every 5 minutes.
Remember how I said, oh, like, I'm going to, like, watch TikTok and go to bed? So it's like TikTok is, like, a comfort thing for me. And so I was like, oh, like, that'll, like, lessen my anxiety. I won't be afraid to go to sleep. But it's like you have to scroll. And so at one point, I, like, could feel my body being like, yo, you gotta stop. So I put on a Netflix show and it, like, kind of, like, you know, it's just not the perfect show. And I was like, ugh, like, this doesn't feel 100% right. Mm-hmm. And I woke up this morning and I was like, wow. I think I immediately passed out as I was thinking that thought.
Did you pass out during
I passed out.
I passed out during the best part of Mamma Mia.
No. I paused it before you went, when you went pee.
I went pee and then came back to watch the
Mamma Mia.
Here I go again.
Yeah.
And then immediately after that, I was like, all right, I saw it. And then I was just like,
Lauren grows and then maybe a nub and then maybe a thorn.
I would say, honestly, like, my... Can I be 100% honest?
Mm-hmm.
I think my rose is, honestly, the fact that I enjoyed our entire day.
You think you're like, Morgana?
Yeah.
Why would you think that?
Because, well, like, I'm just, like...
deeper into that.
Well, because, like, what did I say, like, before we left? I was like, I hate sightseeing. Traveling's a lot for me. And I think, like, the fact that... off the bat, I, like, at first, like, my thorn was, like, when you came into my room and you were like, wake up, and I was like, fuck you.
All I did was
no,
say,
you didn't do anything bad. You really
I was
didn't.
Literally, I you was didn't. Like, wakey, wakey, pancakey.
Oh, no.
No, like, you didn't do anything bad at all.
I was
like,
very nice because we did talk about that before we left, and you were like, I think we all need to be on the same level.
No, it was like, just, it was more so, like, the idea of waking up, like, as I was waking up, I was like, oh, when I do wake up, I have to start my trip. And I started getting scared because I'm a fucking psychopath.
That we were going to be like,
that I was going to be like,
do this.
Well,
this,
that
this.
I was going to be like on a different leveler. There was going to be a plan that I had no control over. So I love how we, like, basically were just, like, able to, like, make fun of each other. And then each pick a thing.
Well,
we did
three things.
So you got to pick a thing, you got to pick a thing, and I got to pick a thing.
Michael got one, and Lauren got one.
And so that was really nice because, but I will say it's so funny because,
I think,
like,
we should do that in every country.
I do, but my toxic trait when I'm home is like, I don't want to pick anything because I want everyone else to be happy. So, like, this time I was like, wait, I kind of want to pick a thing, but I'm nervous to pick a thing because what if no one likes my thing? But I did it. I picked my thing. And I just think the whole day was honestly amazing. And
this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life can be overwhelming and many people are burned out without even knowing it. Symptoms can include lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, detachment, fatigue, and so much more. You guys know I've described the feeling of just being trapped, even when that maybe isn't really the case. And it's because I've burnt myself out, whether it's professionally, personally, any relationship, even the one with myself. We associate burnout with just work, but that's not the only cause. Any of our roles in life can lead us to feel burned out. And BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life. You guys know I talk in this episode and every episode about how traveling has given me a lot of anxiety. And I still wanted to be able to live my life and experience things with my friends. And I wouldn't have been able to do this without talking to my therapist before I left, making sure I had my mantra, my tools, my mood boosters, and knowing that I can message her anytime. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com. betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com/mood.
Honestly, my only thorn was waking up in the morning and just being unsure about, like, if I was okay or not. But then the whole entire day, I was completely fine.
You know
what? I even talked to my mom and my grandma on the phone, and both times, I didn't get homesick at all.
You know what? You just have to put in, like, manifest Mego's energy, because Mego woke up today and said, this is going to be the best day ever.
Kathleen City's were out.
And I was full-blown naked, so, and I said, you know what?
Maybe my only thorn is, like, looking like shit today. Because I have not showered since America. I have not showered since America.
Oh, my thorn is that I blew the fucking fuse.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I blew the fucking fuse.
I have a good topic now.
What?
What have we learned about each other during the trip? Ooh. I have two.
It's quick, though. What the fuck? What are yours?
I was really thinking about it, Abby.
Okay, go.
What I learned about Kathleen is that when you... This is in a good way. Not to say you're a Karen, but, like, when you travel with your family when you're growing up, you're going to be that mom that's like, let's wake up at 6 a.m. and fucking see everything that we could possibly see.
Well, yeah.
What I learned about Lauren, this is not a bad thing, and don't take it the wrong way, is that, like, mental health is a real thing. And, like,
well, it is.
Well, no, I always see, like, obviously, you're my best friend. I've known you for 14 years, and, like, I know how you are, and I know when you're struggling, and I know when you're up, and I know when you're down, but I always see those ups and downs when you call me.
Right.
I don't see them in person because I'm not with you all the time.
Yeah.
But you could fucking tell when you're traveling with someone, oh, shit, they're having a down moment, and they're trying to have an up moment.
Yeah.
But they are just pushing through it, and they can't help it. And that is one thing I learned about you. Well, she's not fake.
But I think that, like, us three traveling together is the best way to do that, though, because we all know our ups and downs, and if you are on a down, we'll either leave you alone.
What my mom said.
The exact amount of stuff like that you need to be up.
My mom and my therapist both said before I leave, because, like, when I was having a panic attack the first time, and you just happened to be coming over, I was like, they were basically both like, just tell Mego and Kathleen what's going on. And in my mind, I was like, no, like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I don't want to, like, kill their vibe. I want them to be happy. And I realized that, like, that's actually not good, because if I actually, A, say it out loud, it's good for me. And yeah. B, if you guys know, then it's just like, it helps me more, because you guys are just like, oh, like, you're going to be fine in like 10 minutes. But I don't know that, but you guys know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I know I'm having a real panic attack, is when I'm like, I don't want to tell anyone. No one could know.
Exactly.
I don't want anyone to know that I'm like, and then in hindsight, I think about it, and I'm like, the fact that I didn't tell anyone about it means that it was actually really bad, and I should probably reach out to someone.
Because it's harder to, like, even, like, I remember, like, driving somewhere. I don't remember where I was, but I literally remember you calling me and you being like, I think I'm freaking out. I think I'm having a panic attack. And I remember just, like, pulling over on the road and, like, talking you through it or whatever. But I think that when it's, like, traveling... 2 weeks ago. No, I know, but, like, I think when it's traveling, it just puts such an extra pressure of, like, oh, my God, we're all spending all this money, and, like, I don't want to be the one that ruins the trip.
Well, right. It's supposed to be sunshines and rainbows, and, like, we're supposed to go see everything, but, like, no, I want to go to the, you want to go to the beach tomorrow, you said I want to go to the beach, like, we have to see fucking every sight in the world, like, we're people, like, let's go relax, try to find
I think we did Lisbon.
We saw
Lisbon
a lot today.
We did a lot of Lisbon. Lisboa. Right.
Lisboa.
Yeah, we're
Lisboa
not Lisbon, today. So either one, who wants to go with...
Of who, what have you learned about everyone else?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go. And these are, like, really, really random, and, like, they seem a little vague, but it's, like, just genuinely things I've like, realized. I realized that you are, Kathleen, you're actually, like, way more fucking stoked than, like, I would ever assume. Okay. Like, you know how, like, a lot of people are always, like, it's kind of similar to what she said, but it's a lot of people are like, oh, I'm so excited to go, and then they get there and they're kind of like a hot mess. Like, you are, like, legitimately just stoked all the time. Like, you genuinely are very, very present and very, very excited to where we are all the time. And then with you, what I've realized, Mego, is that it's like you're very just still Mego, but, like, I can just tell, like, when you're hungry or need alcohol. Like, that's all that I've realized. Like, it's literally, like, it's so funny because it's, like, I feel like, you're someone that's, like, so true to themselves in a sense of, like, I almost, like, look at you and I'm having a conversation with you and I feel like I'm in Chicago because it's just, like, so, like, spot on. Where, like, when you talk to Kathleen, she's like, oh, my God, we're in Europe. And I'm like, no, I know. But, like, Mego, like, bring me back down to earth. Like, we're literally just existing the way we usually
we're
do.
We're doing our best, baby.
Like, does that make sense?
No, totally. Yeah. I hate going last, though, because this is annoying.
Well, there's a fourth one here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. I don't know. Kathleen, go.
But... I mean,
I could give you a good one. I could give you a good one that you said earlier.
What did I say earlier?
You said earlier that basically, like, you're glad that it's the three of us.
Oh, that is huge. Like, I am definitely glad that it's us three, because, I mean, all of our, we have six core friends, and they're all hilarious, but, like, sometimes, like, you just, I mean, I hope to God they don't listen to this. Let's not listen to this.
Yeah, but we'll focus on the best things about each other.
Jenna will for sure listen to this.
But I'm just saying, like, and, like, Jenna's hilarious, but I'm just saying, like, everyone is so funny, but just us three click so well together. Like, certain parts of us, that there's certain parts of us that are just like, okay, this makes sense, and I won't get homesick this way. I won't get, you know, like, I won't, it'll be fine for the first week. And then not only that, then we have to, like, we get to go see our friends.
Right.
So it's like, I think that we definitely all mesh well together.
I feel like also, like, the way that we're mean to each other is different than the way that we're mean to each other with everyone else.
I didn't love that answer that you just gave. I thought it was stupid. So I think that you should give us all, what do you like about, what you
like
about Lauren, what did you learn about Mego?
What I learned about Lauren is that,
but, like, it's the same. Like, you guys took everything I was going to say. You hate going last.
Well, I hate going last. How dare you? But Lauren's kind of the same as she is in Chicago.
Well, which is fucking what?
Which is, like, I woke up this morning and I was like, hey, how are you?
And I went
and my little my little Karen self came in and was like, we got to get going, but not in an intrusive way. And then immediately upon that, she was like, can you get me a glass of water? Can you get me this charger? Can
well, you're the only, you two are the, you are, you guys are, like, the only people with, obviously, like, Kavanaugh, Jenna, and Anna included, like, you're the only five people that I would ever be like, hey, can you do this for me? Because everyone else, like, I hate asking for
Because I'll do it for you.
But when it, but when it's and you, I'm like, give me a glass of water.
And then finally, at the last part, I was like, okay, I'll get this for you, but you do have to get up at some point.
And I snapped. I snapped.
You do me, and then I have another topic.
I did snap.
Mego, I will say that I didn't think that you were going to be as organized as you are.
I'm so organized.
I know, but, like, for some reason on the phone, you were talking to me, and I was like, this was chaotic energy on the phone. And I was like, okay, but then you offered me, like, sunscreen in, like, a travel sunscreen pack this morning, and I was like, all right, maybe she is. Maybe she is organized. Cool. Maybe she's
doing it. I think you're organized.
No, I'm really organized.
You are really organized, but
not, like, in real life, in the sense of, like, the
home. When I get shit done, I get shit done.
When you were FaceTiming me, you said, like, you showed me on FaceTime, like, and this is what I got to do, and this is what I have, and it's all going to go in this bag. And I was like, well, that doesn't seem like it's going to fit.
You Snapchat, and I was like, that
I was just like, that's crazy. Because I
got a little worried at that point.
Because I have a
huge. So, next one. What have we learned about ourselves?
Oh.
I learned something about myself.
You go first, then.
I know, I'm like, so good at this. What I've learned about myself is that I don't always know what's happening. I like to think that, like,
I'm
always
what you mean.
In control. And today, when I wanted to go to that one destination, I could not find it in, like, the iPhone maps. And I didn't fucking know what I was doing. And I was getting really frustrated. And I, like, had to calm down. I didn't want to ask you guys because I knew it was, like, my place to go. And, like, I didn't freak out. But, like, it was one of the situations where you're like, Mom, can you help? But, like, Mom wasn't there. Like, and I couldn't. So I had to download Google Maps and, like, all this shit. And it was just, it was one of those things where,
but
like,
I feel like
shit,
you also almost did that with Kathleen wanting to go to the castle, because you were like, oh, it makes more sense to go left than right.
It does.
And it did, but, like, you also, like, sometimes can realize that, like, oh, going right then left actually is fun too.
You know, you pick your battles. Yeah. Like, logistically,
but also,
what,
like,
Kathleen wanted to do was just
right.
Not it. But
if you pick right and you're supposed to go left, at least on the right, you'll find something cool.
No, for sure. And that's why it's like, you just got to roll with the punches and you got to go with it.
Yeah.
And that's what this trip taught me, is like, you're not always right, contrary to popular belief.
Contrary to your own belief.
I am not perfect.
What?
Crazy.
That's nuts.
I think the only thing I've learned about myself thus far is that I'm okay. That's it. Like, legit. Like, I think I get so much anxiety leaving, because it's, like, the actual, like, idea of leaving and then the action of leaving. But once I'm in the new place, like, I'm okay. Because I talked to my grandma and she was like, I know, I get it. And I was like, yeah, but, like, now I'm fine. Like, now I'm fine.
I did keep on telling you at that, like, when we were both going through some, it was a roller coaster of emotions.
It was.
But we were like, I think that we just need to leave. I know. Fuck you guys.
Mego just pointed at Kathleen's fucking almost done fucking lager.
Not me. No. I'm not going to lose. I just don't want to eat a can of anything.
Have you even learned anything about yourself besides that you're, like, fun? Which we already know.
Already know that I'm fun. Thank you, Mego. I already know that I'm fun. But I've noticed that I shower a little too much.
You have showered a lot.
I shower a little too much.
You don't have anyone showered since we got here?
Yeah, I showered 3 times so far.
What?
She got nasty pussy.
And... nope, that's not it. I think
you know what I think it is.
I think it's my routine. I think I need a routine. Yeah.
I shower a lot though too. The water, like, it kept getting cold. I'm like, I'm not
I told you that this morning. I was like, it gets hot, and then you have to like readjust it, and then it gets cold. But I've showered 3 times. We've been here for 48 hours. Didn't know I showered that much. Until just now, when I like was in my towel, and then Meg was like, I think I'm gonna shower too, and I was like.
Okay, well, I have still yet to shower, but what I will say is...
but it's not gross. My boyfriend, like, you're so clean.
My boyfriend, when he showers...
You have a boyfriend?
He doesn't use soap.
That's what?
No, he uses it, like, every few weeks.
See, baby. No.
Honestly,
but, like, he's, like, so cute and he smells so good.
Okay, does he just have, like, a good aroma?
I guess.
Like, fucking B.O. and... horse manure if I didn't shower.
Well, I mean, he is from Wisconsin, so he probably does smell like that.
Oh, he just smells like cheese?
No. I don't know. He just smells like fucking cheddar.
Cheddar?
No. I don't know. I just think that I'm just like, oh, like the oils on our body are actually not as bad as we think. It's more of like the feeling.
Well, it didn't click.
It's the feeling of showering.
You have a good chemistry. It's a good chemistry.
No. I'm saying in general, like the feeling of showering means more than the actual washing your body.
I don't wash my hair as much anymore. And after I stopped doing it for like weeks at a time.
Oh, your hair gets
not
oily at all.
Yeah.
Ever.
Although my locks are...
oh, Mega was brushing her hair this morning.
No, I see you looking at me in awe.
I get literally jealous of Mega's hair.
I felt it.
Why have you not gotten jealous of my hair?
I get jealous of everyone's hair.
Do you know what? I always wanted to be like, Kathleen, you want to brush it just so like she could touch it? But I'm like, that's so fucking mean.
That's so mean. Thank you for not doing that. I'm going through like a thing.
Yeah, but you're taking all like the whey stuff now.
I'm doing everything that I can. I'm taking so many pills. So many like little
there's
oil
so
drops,
many things you can do. Like,
but
you're fine.
I don't know what's going on. All my hair's falling
there's
out.
Just people. There's just people with thinner hair that as you get older, it gets thinner.
But
all right, power hour. Let's do it.
What's that mean?
You want to power every 60 seconds? We take a shot of beer.
Okay.
Ugh.
I'll power hour.